Here's the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The security emergency situation in Cameroon will be examined in Yaoundé tomorrow by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betty Asomo. Stakeholders in the water and energy sector in Cameroon have been mandated to collaborate for the effective delivery of their services. The news in full. The official inauguration of the new National Assembly Complex shall take place this Saturday at the Ngwaekele neighborhood in Yaoundé. A press statement from the General Secretariat of the National Assembly indicates that the ceremony will be chaired by the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, at the BS of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The complex was constructed with high financial assistance given by the People's Republic of China. On the high instructions of the head of state, commander-in-chief of the armed forces, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense shall on Thursday, tomorrow, as from 10 a.m. in Yaoundé, preside over a special meeting to evaluate security emergencies, especially in the crisis-hit regions in the country. The meeting will bring together the generals and commanders of the 10 joint military and gendarmerie regions. The meeting will be strictly in camera and shall have in attendance the Minister of Territorial Administration, the two State Secretaries of State, to the Minister of Defense, the Delegate General for National Security, officials of Special State Services, and the High Military Commander led by the Lieutenant General, Chief of the Defense Staff. The newly installed military corporals in the Northwest region have been called upon to be disciplined and transparent in the execution of their duties. Lieutenant Colonel Boke Heman Elube, president of the Northwest Military Court, made the statement during the oath-taking ceremony of the five corporals today. Jolenta Rhodes Afangwi.
The five court registrars appointed by Decree Number 2024/555 of December 14, 2024, have taken office with a call to probity and integrity. Lieutenant Colonel Mboke Heman, who installed them, stressed on the need for them to shun corrupt practices and be at the service of the population. One of the court registrars, Caporal Achofo Jean Adelek, promised to adhere to boost her professional growth.
We thank our hierarchy for the confidence that they give us. Now we have more responsibility in our profession.
The newly appointed are thus adding up to the workforce of the Bamenda Military Court, and the population is looking forward to better results. Jolenta Rose Fanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Stakeholders in water and energy sector have been encouraged to have an honest collaboration that ensures an effective energy supply and transition in the country. The minister, Gaston Elundu Esomba, was speaking during the opening of the maiden edition of the sector's exhibition fair organized by the Association of Women in Water and Energy Resources, labeled CIFAIR. Pelsa was at the opening ceremony and now reports.
The three-day water and energy resource exhibition in Yaoundé is not only a platform for stakeholders in the sector to network and develop recommendations for improvement, but also provides opportunity for the public to explore various stands presented by companies concerned. A member from the organizing association, Germaine Achoubesson, says guests will gain insights and exchange with industry experts.
The place of the public is to come and bring in their own contribution in terms of what they face and what will be workable possible solutions that will help the current situations that are going on. Because we consider each and every one of us as users of water and energy.
The sector's boss, Minister Elundu Esomba, while launching the event, lauded the initiative, which falls in line with the energy transition drive that initiates the use of wind and solar energy.
We hope that this activity will improve the quality of the services they are giving to the population. It's time to sensitize all the stakeholders to work together.
Women from the organizing association are optimistic that resolutions will enable them to contribute their own quota in improving the services of the water and energy resource sector. PELSA, CRTV Center.
The 2025 action plan of the Cameroon Medical Council, the CMC, will come under review in Yaoundé this Friday. The president the president of the General Assembly of the CMC, Dr. Jules Jebet, disclosed in a press conference today that the discussions will be centered on the theme social protection for physicians. The Muslim community in Bamenda has called for the integration of Islamic banking finance in the social program of the University of Bamenda and other state universities, posting that it will provide students with a comprehensive understanding of both conventional and Islamic financial system. Maybe Mekemde Sakam.
Statistics indicate that adherents of Islam make up over 30% of the about 29 million population of Cameroon. The Muslim community in Bamenda posits that they remain active actors in the development of the region's economy and that of the nation at large. They are, however, lamenting that despite their contribution, they lack specialized non-banking institutions in Islamic economics and Islamic banking and finance in Cameroon, and as a result, they are compelled to accept what conventional financial institutions offer, even though they indicate it's generally not in line with their beliefs. Though there are specialists in Islamic finance working with conventional banks, the Muslims under the Cameroon Muslim Community Development Association in Bamenda, led by General Hosseini Jibo, are upbeat about the fact that it is high time they advocate for change. And according to them, the establishment of Islamic banking and finance courses at the University of Bamenda and other universities will build a strong foundation on the field. The project has been presented to the University of Bamenda in a meeting where the school was represented by the Dean of the Target Faculty of Economics and Management Sciences, Professor Njong Aloysius. Further discussions and analysis are expected to be carried out on the proposal in the days ahead. Mabel Menkemdis, Akem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Activities leading to the official celebration of the Golden Jubilee of FEACOM have been launched this Tuesday in the chief town of the South Region in Ebolova. The related ceremony held at the Esplanade of the regional headquarters of the structure in Ebolova was chaired by the Inspector General of the South Governor's Service, David Ekolo Mokete. Etel Edimo Lifita Mbela has the details.
The Golden Jubilee celebration provides the opportunity for those responsible for this state structure and the decentralized territorial collectivities to shine in the image of the achievements in the service of local development. In his opening remark, the governor's representative saluted the actions carried out so far, which he says are proof of effective decentralization as desired by the head of state. David Ekolo Mokete is the Inspector General of the South Governor's Office and the representative of the governor. The actions of FEACOM should be very appreciated, especially by the mayors, who are the principal actors of local development through its several developmental projects on the field. For a better understanding of the role of FEACOM and its impact on local development, three presentations on contributions of sectoral allocations to local development were presented. The presentation revealed that from 2008 to 2024, 641 projects were financed by FEACOM in the South Region, a dynamism that will continue, according to the regional head of FEACOM for the South, Sido. We shall carry the different challenges and complaints to our hierarchy, who will also carry them up to the government. The D-Day of FEACOM's Golden Jubilee celebration is scheduled for December 5. Etele Dimo Lifitambela, CRTV News, Ebolova.
And Scholar Maloke reports that the launch of activities in build-up to the FEACOM Golden Jubilee in Litera was taken by the regional head of the local development at the Littoral Governor's Office, Dimani Bala Gabriel.
The Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FEACOM, has contributed a lot in improving the infrastructural development and livelihood of the population of the Littoral region. These include the construction of several state-of-the-art council buildings, provision of portable drinking water, rehabilitation and construction of some schools, low-cost houses, bridges and street lighting in areas in the region. The conference on the theme FEACOM, a tool for building national solidarity, was organized to launch the institution's Golden Jubilee celebration in the Littoral. Mwaman Lamin is FECOM Littoral Regional Head.
The celebration is a big event because it's an opportunity to check what has been done so far and also to look for the solution of amelioration of what we are doing.
As the institution prepares to celebrate its Golden Jubilee, the Regional Head for Local Development at the Littoral Governor's Office, Gabrielle Dimani Bala, who moderated the conference, urged stakeholders to work with FECOM to enable them to achieve their mission. A photo exhibition of some of the achievements in the Littoral region marked the end of day one of the activities ahead of the Jubilee celebration scheduled for December 5. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
A week-long series of activities to marking the Golden Jubilee of the Special Cancer Support Fund are also underway in Marwa, as Faith Ngwang tells us.
FECOM, a catalyst for social and economic transformation, its role in driving social and economic change is widely recognized by decentralized local authorities. Tikre Buka, mayor of Tokombere.
We benefit many things. In my council, the constitution or the communal office is doing by FECOM. We have the classroom, water, solar.
For 50 years, the institution has been dedicated to development, transforming municipalities and improving citizens' lives, positioning itself as a cornerstone of national solidarity. Evarista Tangnazwa, Secretary General at the Governor's Office, representing the Governor.
FECOM is main structure in the development of the municipalities. It's important to enhance this collaboration so that the FECOM can be even more efficient.
Yet, as Salatu Usman, agency head, highlighted, the challenges ahead remain significant.
You will make a reflection of what we have done, projection to make our local council a better place to be.
As FECOM celebrates 5 decades of service, its ongoing contribution to local development is undeniable. Looking ahead, it remains committed to addressing new challenges and advancing sustainable growth across Cameroon. Marwa, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
And in sports, the senior women's handball team of Cameroon will at 6 p.m. in Kinshasa tomorrow play their second match at the ongoing 26th African Women's Handball Championship against the host country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Handball Lionesses won their first Group B match today, beating Guinea by 32-26 goals. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.